again, and welcome back to English at Work. Last time we heard the team from Tip Top Trading having a smashing time at the launch of its plastic aubergine. Tom threw one at Dave from the IT department, but it missed him and went through a window. It's time for Paul to hand out some harsh words.
That behaviour just isn't on.
Sorry, Paul, but it was quite funny, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
Sorry, Paul. Tom was just angry with Dave. I thought he liked me, but we saw him with Julie from accounts.
Really? He seemed such a decent chap. Anyway, don't do it again, OK? In the meantime, you're going to have to pay for that broken window.
What? But...
Now, excuse me, I need to take this. Hello, Paul Smith speaking. Ah, Mr. Socrates. Yes. Ah, you've heard.
Crikey. Come on, we better go.
That was a good shot, Tom. Looks like it's made an impact on Dave. Look, he sent Anna some flowers.
Oh, there's a note on it. It says, you can count on me, but no name.
That is a strange thing for him to write.
It is, and it's not his handwriting.
Well, maybe a secret admirer, eh? I wonder who it could be.
Are you okay, Paul? You look as white as a sheet.
I'm not, actually. Mr. Socrates says he's having a strategic review.
A what?
He means he's been looking at how the business is operating and how it should operate in the future.
That sounds serious.
And as part of his review, he says he wants to downsize. And he's asked me to step aside.
Why? What are you in the way of?
No, Anna. To step aside is a polite way of saying to leave your position in the company.
Oh. I don't understand, Paul. Why?
He says the company needs new direction and more dynamic leadership.
Crumbs, Paul. You can't get more dynamic than you.
Tom. But Paul, you've been a great boss.
Thanks, Anna. I guess it's the economic climate. We're not making enough money, so cutting staff is inevitable.
Yeah, but you cut Denise's job.
Yes, but we had to get her back because she was necessary for the smooth running of the department.
That's right.
But Mr. Socrates says I'm surplus to requirement.
Oh, that doesn't sound good, does it?
If Paul's job is surplus to requirement, it means his input to the business is no longer needed. So it's not good news.
Anyway, Anna, Mr. Socrates wants to know if you got his special message.
Special message? The flowers?
That's strange. Why is Mr. Socrates sending you flowers?
It is a bit strange. Anyway, Paul's news has come as a shock for everyone. Here are some of the phrases Mr. Socrates used to break the bad news.
I've been doing a strategic review of the company. I need to downsize. I need you to step aside. The company needs a new direction and more dynamic leadership. You are surplus to requirement.
Right, I'm going to have to call Mr. Socrates and find out why he sent me flowers.
Socrates, who wants me?
Hello, Mr. Socrates. It's Anna here.
Anna, my favorite girl. Please call me Brad. So glad you called.
I needed to speak to you about the flowers you sent me. I'm very flattered, but I don't think...
The flowers? Sorry, honey, I haven't sent you any flowers. But I have sent you an email. Have you read it yet?
No. What did it say?
I was saying that as I'm giving Paul the chop, would you like a promotion?
A promotion?
Yeah. You've been an outstanding member of the team, so how would you like to be the new manager of Tip Top Trading's London office?
What a fantastic opportunity, and one that Anna surely can't refuse. Or can she? And who did send Anna those flowers with a message saying, "You can count on me"? Find out what her answer is in the next English at Work. Bye!